And good afternoon, everybody. As we get ready for baseball today, as the rivalry has happened, Giants-Dodgers underway for 2021 Game 2 today. And last night, you couldn't have asked for more. The new villain in town, Trevor Bauer, on the hill for the Los Angeles Dodgers last night. And for the Giants was Alex Wood. And both really hooked up in an old-fashioned pitcher's duel that was very, very reminiscent of the rivalry between these two teams. And I love baseball, and I love the way the Giants and Dodgers have played each other. If you want to go back to coming out to the West Coast in the late 50s and the 60s, the games of Drysdale and Koufax and Marichal and Perry and Willie Mays and Maury Wills and people like that. Well, we've always had the villains and we've always had the heroes, but we've always had Giants-Dodgers, and they are very, very special games. They really are. And last night for the Dodgers, Trevor Bauer on the hill, he's a Cy Young Award winner, and he lived up to his reputation last night. He works the crowd, which is fine. It's terrific if you can back it up, and he did back it up with 126 pitches. Last night, he got 6 1/3 done with 11 strikeouts. And I must say, when he threw strikes, boy, they were on the corners. He was all over the place. He was spiking balls in the dirt and this and that. He was arguing with umpires. But when it was all said and done, when he left the game, he had a lead. It was 2-1. He threw a ball away on the infield with two out. Unfortunately, the Giants could only score one on that miscue. Crawford would have been out by a mile if he would have tried to score on that. And that was the end of the Giants' scoring chances, and they ended up losing the game 2-1. But for Trevor Bauer, the suspicions go on. Remember a few weeks ago they confiscated a number of baseballs from Trevor Bauer, allegedly for putting some sticky stuff on the ball. Well, probably did the same thing last night, had a tremendous breaking ball, had really good control when he had to throw a strike. And there was Alex Wood matching him pitch for pitch for pitch. And it was a very, very good ball game. 12,000 people, the biggest crowd of the season there. And as we played 45 games now into this 2021 baseball season, 45 games, you got 117 to go. You got 18 more with the Dodgers. We're going to forget about last night, and it was a ball game, and we've seen this game a million times. And Giants-Dodgers, you never give up. You never leave until the last out because things always happen. But here are these two teams. The Giants now 28-17. San Diego 28-17, and the Dodgers 27-18, one game behind after 45 games. So this is shaping up to be a very, very, which I think will go on all summer long, a good race in the West. The Giants pitching, the starting pitching is fabulous. It's the best in baseball. Dodgers are right there with all their pitching and everything else, and Albert Pujols and Mookie Betts and all the people they've got. It's a solid team. The Padres are a solid team. But I will say this, as we go through this season, there's a big division between the Giants, Padres, Dodgers, and maybe the Cardinals and everybody else. And don't forget, there are two wild card teams that will be involved in baseball in the playoffs. And I think both wild card teams are going to come out of the National League West. So the more you win now, the better it is. It's just money in the bank for later on. So what happens today? It's a gorgeous Saturday out at the ballpark. And Walker Buehler is going to pitch for the Dodgers today. It's a 4:15 start in the shadows. So, you know, that's going to be a challenge for the ball players. But Walker Buehler gives up home runs. 51 innings pitched for him this year, 38 hits given up, but 8 home runs. And Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions, will break down Buehler for us a little bit later in the show. But 8 home runs given up by Walker Buehler. He's not been untouchable, but 7 walks and 54 strikeouts. So who do the Giants throw today? That's a good question. Nick Tropiano has been brought up. He is a career minor leaguer, really. He's been in the big leagues as well. He's 30 years old. Giants have not named a starting pitcher. Will it be Tropiano? Will it be Scott Kazmir? Will it be Connor Menez? Or will it be someone else that as they play gamesmanship with the Los Angeles Dodgers? But for Tropiano, just to, if it is him, 13-14 in a lifetime record, 49 games in the big leagues, 39 starts, 5 walks, 11 strikeouts this year in the minor leagues, but his whip is 1.37 in the big leagues. He's been with Houston, the Angels, and Pirates. As I said, he's made some starts in the big leagues, and the Mets let him go, and he then signed with the Giants, and he's been in Sacramento. He's made a few starts down there in AAA, 3 games. So if it is Nick Tropiano, he has the experience to get it done. If it's Scott Kazmir, we'll see what he can do. Or if it's some unknown that Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris and Zach Manasian come up with, we'll see what it is. But I guarantee you one thing. It's Giants, Dodgers, and this is going to be an interesting day. So we forget about last night. An excellent game for Bauer and Wood. Dodgers win it 2-1. And we get ready for today. Bill Lasky, good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. Good afternoon to you. And what a game last night. No doubt about it. Orange Friday was rocking at Oracle Park. The fans were into it. And it was really a good mound presence to both those pitchers, Bauer and Wood. Of course, Wood throwing a slider just off the center of the plate, kind of came in on Taylor, and he hit it to dead center field. And in the post-game show, he said, I just didn't feel good today. I just didn't have that explosiveness on my pitches. And he still battled. I mean, he was in trouble every inning. They had men on base every inning against them. And he battled through it, and he gave the Giants an opportunity to win that game. They just couldn't mount a good attack against Bauer. They had a couple opportunities. And the only time they scored was when Bauer threw the ball away. And I'm right with you. There's no way Crawford could have scored from second base on that ball. No chance. And,
no, two hits. Two hits for the Giants. Belt bloop went into left field, and Dickerson went the other way. I don't know if he did it intentionally, but he did down the left field line. And that was it. So what I say is, look, you are a big part of Giants-Dodgers, Bill. A big part of it. You pitched some big games. You did against the Dodgers. And there's nothing like this. This is the first of 19, and these teams are going right at it with good pitching staffs. So this is going to be something else today. It's going to be something.
It is. And, you know, I go back to what Dave Roberts did by pushing Bauer back a day, and he really set up that rotation, not just for these three games, but the four games next weekend where they go right back into Bauer, Buehler, and then the rest of the rotation where the Giants got caught. Wood was good yesterday, but with Webb not feeling good with the shoulder, he was uncertain of what's going on today. But whoever pitches today, Marty, cannot go out there thinking, I got to go 5 innings. As
a
pitching coach,
game.
I would tell him to go and get outs, count 3 outs. That's your job per inning. Yeah. And if they go with a mindset like that without overlooking, hey, I got to go 2 or 3 or 4 innings, then they can go one-on-one with the Dodgers. But these mindset of these pitchers coming in, they have to understand each hitter at a time and each out at a time and then go inning to inning. That's my theory as a pitching coach for you today, Mark.
No, you're right. It's scripted. Let me tell you, when you go to a bullpen game, it is completely scripted, and no one but does it better than Farhan and Kapler and these guys. They've done it great all year long of coming up with the right matchups. This will be a bullpen game today. There's no doubt about it. Tropiano, if it is him, he's only pitched 9 innings down in Sacramento. And, Bill, you know that, talking with Johnny Doskal. Mm-hmm. And if it's not him, if it's Menez or another lefty or Kazmir, we'll see. I'm sure they'll tell us before the game starts.
I hope so.
I hope so.
They tell us a little bit about what's going on. I mean, they kept it secret, and that's fine. It's good gamemanship, but sooner or later, you got to get a guy on that hill, and you got to tell the audience who's pitching. And from there on, the game starts at 4:15. I agree with you. There'll probably be shadows out there. See if the ball will travel a little bit more in the evening hours, and we'll go into twilight and see how this game translates.
It's going to be fun. This is good. Mm-hmm. Giant. There's nothing like it, I'll tell you. And I go back. We're going to have some good shows, good interviews today about Giants-Dodgers stuff, believe me. So we go back a ways. All right, we're going to take a break. Bill and I are going to chat with Henry Schulman, formerly of the Chronicle. And I love getting Henry's perspective on this season, on this rivalry, and the ball club. And we'll do that right after these messages.